some of the greatest holiday songs mix sadness with celebration. Think of I'll Be Home for Christmas.
If only.
If only in my dreams. It's in that spirit that Amanda Shire's new Christmas album says more than once that she'd rather not be home for Christmas at all.
A mess in the living room. There's wine all over the couch. My sisters aren't speaking. Who's crying now? It's always Christmas around here.
This is a song on the album For Christmas. Another tune proposes abandoning the chores of the holiday and leaving town.
I think you have to have counterweights to make anything balanced, and I think it'd be a big lie or a sham to just walk through this Christmas stuff and think that everything's perfect.
Especially not this second Christmas of the pandemic. Amanda Shires is a fiddler, songwriter, and singer. She lives with her husband, the musician Jason Isbell, in Nashville, where she moved in 2003.
To pursue my dreams of becoming a waitress.
How did that career work out?
Well, better than I dreamed, really. I left Texas as a side person and moved here to become an artist and write my own songs. And I made this pact with myself that I would only work with writers that I could learn from, and that I wouldn't take side person work. I'd be a waitress.
Dim lights, thick smoke, and loud, loud music is the only kind of life you'll ever understand.
John Prine, who sings with her there, was one of those mentors. Prine's death in 2020 darkened Last Christmas, which makes her think of the next one.
I started noticing that there was some semblance of a return to normalcy in like May or June. I thought, whoa, what's this Christmas going to look like? Lost a lot of friends and loved ones. And John Prine, who was very close to us, was big into Christmas. So big into Christmas, he'd start humming Santa Claus is Coming to Town in June. So it was just a big thought soup, and I synthesized it into Amanda Shire's For Christmas.
The word bleak comes to mind.
Bleak. In my own defense, I'd like to counter that and say it's only bleak on one song. And, you know, the bleakest it is my rewrite of Silent Night.
Silent night, nothing's calm, nothing's been bright.
I just started thinking about how dark it really was. Not only was the weather dark and the weather cold, but it was like, nothing's bright. I mean, the idea of getting together doesn't sound like my feelings. They don't match.
To go to parties, it's too soon for me. It's all too soon for me.
To omit that stuff or to sweep it under the rug, what do we learn by doing that?
Of course, it is still Christmas, and Amanda Shires has a daughter of prime Christmas age. One of her songs includes a grown-up's expansive holiday gift list.
Kids have a Christmas list, and they seem to know it right off the top of their heads. You know, Mercy wants a fluffy unicorn with wings. I don't know if that exists, so I'm going to have to find that or learn how to sew wings onto a fluffy stuffed unicorn, but which I would do.
Oh, this is an actual item on the list that you've been given. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, yes. And as you know, a six-year-old, they think that they can invent it in their mind and it'll just be real. It's interesting.
Yeah. Why wouldn't a unicorn have wings, you know?
Exactly. And anyway, then I started thinking about the adult version of those types of a Christmas list, and that's how I came up with Gone for Christmas.
With Larry David.
Like, I really would like a date with Larry David. He's my spirit animal.
Yeah, but I read that as a kind of a breakup song. I want you gone for Christmas.
You know, sometimes you just need some space. Jason will follow me around playing the damn guitar, just noodling everywhere. Constantly followed me around, even if they would try to make dinner or watching a show. But no, I don't really want my husband gone for Christmas. But if some folks want to interpret that as such and really sing their partner out of their house, I am for it.
Did you consider throwing in, like, classics? Or is that just not your style?
I did consider.
I'm dreaming of a white. You did consider it.
Oh,
go on.
You've got a good voice. Okay, so for Christmas 2, you'll come be a guest on it.
Thank you. I would love that.
I considered it, but I also thought that that was the thing I was bucking against. I really just wanted to share a different experience, which is all the experiences.
Drag the box. Is the lights all work? No, fuse is broken.
I'm also thinking of the emotions of this moment. I've had some colleagues in the last few days who were talking and said, 2021 has turned out to be the hard year for me.
I mean,
this is not something they would have expected at the beginning of the year.
Right. It's been a different kind of hard, hasn't it? Because we were all locked down for a long time and wondering about how to work and survive and take care of things and even the unknowing of when's it going to end or will it ever end. But this last year has been a different kind of hard, for sure. Just goes to show you there are happy times coming. When you get the bleak, you get the opposite too.
Amanda Shires, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking with you.
I enjoyed talking with you. I'll look for you around June for Christmas, too. But in the meantime, I'll let you get ready.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's get away from Christmas this year.
The album by Amanda Shires is called For Christmas. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Scott Detrow.
And I'm A. Martinez.